I regard the magazine in a way as an extension of myself. I don't regard that as being some kind of thing that doesn't have any relationship to me. I regard it as something by which I stand or fall. So it's important to me that it's good and it looks good. And that's why I spend quite a lot of time in design and so on. It can be one of the nice things as well about doing a little magazine. You do learn in public. The whole thing is such an educational process, really.
That's right.
And it's not as if you ever finally reach some point of saying, now I am this august editor, etc., because you're always learning.
No, that's right. And also the thing of the individuality. It's not egotistical to be saying, I see this as an extension of myself. You know, you are creating a forum for all sorts of people.
I don't, but it's got
to suit your taste.
Absolutely. I don't. But by saying I see it as an extension of myself, I don't mean to say that it's like a book of my own poems or anything like that. But I do try and extend the same concern and regard for detail with it that I would extend to a book of my own poems.
And when I heard you when you were doing your talk saying, you know, well, what poems do you choose that someone may have asked? And I think you said, well, the best ones that are sent.
Yes, yes.
It's a real strong sense of taste there. The things in there are going to be interesting. And I always like that in publishing. You get it with publishers small and large.
Yes, yes.
Where you know that there is some sort of defining vision. It may not be your own sense of taste.
Yes.
Then in which case you can disagree with it strongly.
Yes.
You can object to it and react against it if it's not your taste. But
at least you can identify it.
At least you know it's strong and interesting.
Yes, yeah. I agree with that. I mean, I totally agree with that. And that's, as you say, it's not about whether you agree with it yourself or you know, it's just to do with the whole identity thing. It's because personality or character is interesting in its own right. As long as it's identifiable, it's not weak or wishy-washy or bland or whatever. I think the cardinal error is blandness, really. So even if something was very, very out there and very imperfect and so on, as long as it's not bland.
How's it been going up there on the kind of mezzanine floor? And that's got a whole cluster of books,
yes,
stalls. How's it been up there? I was down below.
As my friend Neil Thompson, the musician I play music with, would say, it's going like a fair. As indeed it is, because it is a fair, but it's going very well. It's very stimulating to meet all these. It's a fascinating the way an event like this brings all these people out to come into and to pass through it that you've never seen before. And you don't know who they are, you don't know anything about them. And yet all these people, you know, they've obviously got an interest in this particular, what may be regarded as being a very small, circumscribed subject. Yet it obviously does have people who are fascinated by it.
Duncan Glenn was saying poetry and writing, particularly poetry, so it's a matter of the breath and the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So I suppose this means that this is a fair of the heart.
A fair of the heart.